You're listening to Becoming Wildly Resilient, brought to you by University of Kentucky Human Resources Health and Wellness. Join us as we explore tools, practices, meditations, and conversations with members of the UK community. Together, we will discover how we can thrive at work, home, and beyond. Hello, everyone. It's Amy Radquist Cadet, health coach with University of Kentucky Health and Wellness Program. Welcome back to Becoming Wildly Resilient Practices. This month, we are talking about awe, how to foster it, cultivate it, and savor it. Thinking back, what are some of your most awe-inspiring moments that you remember throughout your life? Awe is that feeling we get in the presence of something vast that challenges our understanding of the world. I was thinking about this. I grew up in Tucson, Arizona, in the heart of the desert. I remember being in high school with a bunch of my friends, and we were watching a meteor shower. It was absolutely awe-inspiring, looking up at what seemed like millions of stars in the night sky, and then seeing these meteors and comets that lit up like fireballs. It will be a memory that will last in my brain until my last breath. Or marveling at the birth of my children, especially most recently my twin boys. It was truly awe-inspiring. So when people feel awe, they may use other words that describe their experience, like wonder and amazement, surprise, transcendence. And according to the work of Dr. Docker Keltner, the most common sources of awe are other people and nature. Dr. Keltner studies awe at the University of California, Berkeley, and he has found that awe can be elicited by other experiences as well. It doesn't have to be these wild acts of nature. Things as simple as music, art, architecture, religious experiences, the supernatural, even our own accomplishments can cultivate this sense of awe. Scientists believe that awe may have helped our evolutionary ancestors survive in the face of uncertain environments that demanded group cooperation. Today, these researchers are uncovering the benefits of awe for clear thinking, good health, an increased sense of well-being and happiness, closer relationships. One of my favorite studies that I looked at was from last year in 2023, finding that cultivating awe in children may help them to be more generous with people who are different from themselves. This month's practice, how can we cultivate more awe in the day-to-day? Dr. Keltner and his fellow researchers at the Greater Good Science Center have developed a practice called the awe walk. As you can imagine, awe is most likely to occur in places that have two key features: physical vastness and novelty. Beauty that takes our breath away, or feeling small in the midst of something really grand, as well as the sense of novelty, something that feels new and maybe unexpected. These can be in natural settings, like hiking a tree-lined trail with tall trees, or in urban settings, like looking out from the top of a skyscraper. You're more likely, according to the research, to feel awe in a new place where the sights and sounds are unfamiliar to you. But that said, some places never get old. The invitation here is to pick some place. It could be your sidewalk, down your street, or walking around the arboretum, doesn't matter. The first step is turning off your cell phone. You knew it was coming, right? Cell phones and other devices, to be frank, are these distracting machines. They take our attention away from what's happening all around us. Even better, don't even bring your cell phone if you can help it, or if you think you might be tempted to check it, leave it at home. Once you're ready, see if you can approach what you see, hear, smell, and otherwise sense with fresh eyes. Imagine that you're experiencing this place for the first time, even if it's like your 300th time. Then follow these steps. Number one, take a deep breath. Inhale to the count of six. Exhale to the count of seven. See if you can feel the air move through your nose and hear the sound of your breath. Coming back to your breath throughout the outing. Number two, as you get going, feel the ground beneath your feet and the air on your skin. Listen to any of the surrounding sounds and smell what is wafting from the air. Number three, shift your awareness so you are open to what is around you, to things that are vast and complex, maybe unexpected, maybe things that surprise you or delight you. The ants on the sidewalk, the beautiful clouds that are sailing through the blue sky. Even those hissy geese that are maybe obstructing your walk, stay open to what is around you. Take another deep breath, and again, count to six as you inhale and seven as you exhale. Number four, let your attention be open to the exploration for what inspires awe. Is it a wide landscape, tiny patterns of light and shadow, an appliance, a piece of furniture? Let your attention move from the big and vast to the small and ordinary. Number five, ask yourself far-fetched questions, like, what is new, unknown, or unexplored about what is around you right here and now? And number six, continue your outing and every so often, bring your attention back to your breath. Count to six as you inhale and seven as you exhale. Notice the many sights, sounds, smells, and any other sensations that are dancing through your awareness, usually undetected. So that is the basics of the awe walk. Keep in mind, you can do this in natural settings like a local park or garden, go out to the gorge, a mountain or hilltop with big panoramic views, a lake, an ocean, a waterfall. And don't forget the everyday sights as well. Watching a sunset or a sunrise, your yard, the top of a skyscraper, a monument, a ballpark, botanical gardens, or a zoo. Any destination, big or small, see where this outing takes you. And let me know how it goes. I'd love to hear how waking up to our everyday surroundings can inspire a sense of awe. Thanks for joining me today and practicing together, because practice makes possible. And that's how we become more wildly resilient. Thank you for listening to Becoming Wildly Resilient. This podcast is brought to you by University of Kentucky Human Resources Health and Wellness.
We offer a wide range of online and in-person services to support the well-being of UK employees, retirees, and their spouses. You can find experts in mental health, personal resilience, nutrition, and physical activity. We're ready to meet you where you are and address your unique needs. To learn more about the work-life and well-being services offered by UK Human Resources, visit hr.uky.edu/wellbeing. You can also connect with us on social media and YouTube by searching at UKY Wellness or by email at healthandwellness@uky.edu.